a snail lineman type of thing. All right, here we go. Pasuk, next pasuk. Pasuk over here says, the pasuk says, Chof, Vayasuchim, Moshe of Yaron, Kasher, Tziv Hashem, Moshe and Aaron do what Hashem told them, Vayorim b'mate, they lift, Vayorim b'mate, they lift up the mate, Vayachas namayim, Asher b'yor, and hit with the mate, Vayorim b'mate, Vayachas namayim, and he smote the water, Asher b'yor, the water that was in the yor. Now, isn't that strange? Because we learned over here there's many bodies of water. There's the Mayim, there is the Meimei Mitzrayim, the Nehorois, the Yoreihem, the Agmehem, the Mikveh Meimeihem, the water in the Eitzim, the Avodim. What does it say? It says over here that they smote specifically the Mayim Asher Bayor. That's where it all started. Lenei Fara Uleinei Avodah Vayehavchu Kol HaMayim Asher Bayor Ledom, and all of the water that was in the Yor, it turned into blood. Okay, so what is Rashi? It's a very long pasuk. It's a very long pasuk, in fact. What does it say over here in Rashi Pasuk Chaf? Rashi says, Rashi, I don't see any comment, any Rashi on Pasuk Chaf. Okay, no problem. What does the Targum say? Targum says, Va'avadu kein Moshe of Yaron kibod tefaket Hashem kemen v'areim b'chutra. They lifted up the chutra, u'mecho yosma, hit the water, div nahara, hit the water in the nar, le'enei paro u'le'enei avdohi, v'ishapichu, kol maya divinahara, and it turned all the water in the river, lidma. Okay, very straightforward. Very straightforward, it seems at least. Over here, the commentator, does he say anything over here? His mamash has no comment. Believe it or not, no comment. Okay, such a long pasuk, so many opportunities to make life interesting. Rashi has nothing to say. And the Targum is very straight, doesn't seem to have any extra words, any chidushim here. Wow, what a lost opportunity. So many words. Pasuk of Aleph. V'hadogo asher b'yor mesa, the fish in the yor died. V'yivash ha'yor, the yor smelled. V'lo yochlu mitzrayim l'shtois mayim min ha'yor. So here when it says mitzrayim, we can probably guess, and we discussed this yesterday at great length, it means the Egyptians. The Egyptians would not be able to drink. When it says here the word Mitzrayim, it doesn't mean the land, the earth. It means the Egyptians. Lishtoi smayim in ayar, vahi adam, there was blood, b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. What does Rashi say? There is no Rashi in this pasuk either. What does it say? V'targum v'avadu kei Moshe v'yaron kibod defaket Hashem. Pasuk of Aleph. V'nunei, let me make a bracha. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, shehakol nehiyah bidvaroi. I made a bracha before? Oy, gevalt, baruch shem kohem al-chusol yilom v'ed. I don't know what's going on. I'm losing my mind here. I don't know. I thought I'd make a bracha. All right, baruch shem, what could I say? V'nunei divinahar, the fish. The fish in the river. Misu deidu suri nahara, it's uva'ash. Uva'ash means it smelled. It was rotten nahara. V'lo yichilu mitzro'e. So here we have the word over here. The same word we learned yesterday. Mitzro means the Egyptians. The Egyptians are not able, the Mishnah, to drink Mayim Minahat from the river. And over here, there's no comment, not in the commentator either. Pasuk HaBeis. Now the Chartumei Mitzrayim, they imitated what Paro, what Moshe did, and they did it with Bilot Tehem, with their incantations. Lahat, the Cherev Lahat HaMesapachas. Vayechezak leiv paro. Paro's heart was hardened. V'lo shama alehim, he did not listen to them. Kasher dibre Hashem, like Hashem predicted. Hashem said. Let us say over here in the Rashi. Here we have a real long Rashi. Bilatehem lachash sho'imrim oisoi bilat uvichashai. Now we already had this before. Okay, we already had the word latehem. We had Rashi comment on this back in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Back in Pasuk Yud Aleph. It's already the third day we're doing this, and on Pasuk Yud Aleph it says Bilatehem, Bilahatehem, Bilachas Shehoin, the Ein Loi Dimyoin B'Mikra. Now the answer is, this is very important, this is about Kriya, you gotta watch out, there are two different words. Back in Pasuk Yud Aleph it says Bilahatehem, and here in Pasuk of Beit it says Bilatehem. Okay, you notice the difference? There's a missing hey. Back in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Bilahatehem. And here it says, Bilatehem. Now Rashi in both places says the same thing. Now the question over here is, why did Rashi even need to comment? Once Rashi already a few psukim ago told us what this word means, why does Rashi need to comment? So you study very carefully, it's not the same. There it says, Belacha Shehoin, the Ein Loi Dimyon B'mikra. And then he goes, V'yesh Ludmois Loi Lahat HaCherev HaMisapeches, Doimel Shehoin Misapeches Al Yidei Lachash. Some type of incantation where you say it and it causes the sword to spin. In this pasuk it says Bilatehem Lachash Sha'imim Oisai Bilat Uvechashai. Rashi did not say that in the previous interpretation. Here, when there's a missing hay, he says that this incantation is said quietly. Lat. Now, I don't know what the word lat means. And he says, bechashai, that means secretly, quietly. So here, it seems that when you don't have the letter hay, it doesn't just mean that it's an incantation. It's more than just an incantation. It means that it's said quietly. Softly, whereas in the previous pasuk they say it loud. You go to a magic show, abracadabra. So there are certain things they say very loud, and sometimes you say it quietly. So it could be that would appear at face value to be a very big difference. First of all, why do Rashi have to repeat the interpretation? And what does Rashi come to add over here that it did not say before? Here it says that it was said belat. And it seems the word lat means quietly. Okay, then he has another interpretation. He does exactly this. He right away points out there are two different types of words. There's the word bilatehem, and then there's the word bilahatehem. So when it says word bilatehem, maise shadim, demons, bilahatehem, maise kishofim, kishof. So here it says without the letter hey, so we're dealing over here with demons. And Belahateyam is Maisa Keshaf. You want to know the difference in these two? 3 o'clock tonight, East 27th Street, between I and the dead end. Towards the end of the block, right before Vayalapol, there's a little house there with some flags and some Tsioini Dika things hanging out, like these Tsioini decorations hanging out over there. You go there at 3 o'clock at night, you learn all the secrets of the world. Mayor, you listening? Weiter.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I somehow, let me just ask. The Aharon hit the river.
Yeah.
So the water turned. And then he says the Chartumim also did it. From where, what kind of water they used to see if that so amazed me. Not all the water was turned into blood from the first hit. Because otherwise, how could they come to do blood? It has to be clear water.
I understand.
The Khartoum also repeated the same.
Correct.
So on what water?
Oh, what water? Oh. You're asking a great question. Excellent. On what water? If Moshe already turned all the water into blood, so there's no water left. So where do they have water?
It's the first time it's only on the river. This is why it says the river.
You're saying good. Let's see. Let's look back at the pasuk. You're saying good. I hear what you're saying. Pasuk Abayz, you're saying good. Vayas, the first is Pasuk Avav, Adag Hashem Yom Meis, Vayivash HaYor. It says Vayas Uchein. It doesn't say what water, where did they get water? If all of the water of Mitzrayim turned into blood, so what do they have left not to turn that they can experiment on? Unless you want to say Jewish water. Because it says over here is that the Egyptian water, it says only the Mitzrayim, the water that belonged to the Egyptians. But there was water that belonged to Jews. And the water that belonged, or let's say other nationalities. Let's say you have living in Egypt, migrants.
Yeah. Only if we go that way, because yesterday we discussed what kind of water, who was exempt.
Oh, so yesterday we said that not all waters was only waters inside wood and stone, but water inside metal, plastic, paper was not smitten. So only inside, right? So then there would be plenty of water. All the water in other types of utensils. But if you learn that it means every single drop of water, and when it says wood and stone, it just means that it was filled, they attempted to filter the water, so then there was no water left. So I guess then you have to say that it means they had to go take experiment with water that belonged to a Jew. Because it says, that's what it says in the passage, the Mitzrayim means the Mitzray, the Egyptians, only their water was blood. But water of another nationality was not blood. I guess you have to say something like that. I guess, what a choice. Okay, and so, So we have two different things. We have over here, this is the very thing, if you want to go collect all the information over here, so far, we have back in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Bilahatehem. Here it says Bilatehem. And then we have over here the different interpret. When it says back in Rashi, back there in Rashi, Bilahatehem, it means a lachash. Lahat hachedef ha-misapeches. The sword spun due to a person, due to someone, Hashem, or a person, saying a lachash, which caused the sword to spin and prevent people from going into Gan Eden. Over here, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says first it's a lachash, and then he says, why is it called? And he says, because it's lat. There's no hay. It's a lachash that said bechashai, quietly. No one hears it. And then the other interpretation, he comes to differentiate between Pasuk Yadalf and this Pasuk, that lahat means here it says lad is shadim. Shadim. And there, with the hay, it means kishofim, magic, sorcery. So either it's demons, or it's whatever. These are things which we don't know what they are. Okay, two different things. Now comes a very important...
If they did lahatin, maybe they first made that they took the bloody water, made it plain water, and then made it bloody water.
Vayasu chen. When it says the word vayasu chen means they did exactly what Moshe did, which means they started out with regular water and they made it into blood.
But there was no regular water. So we're giving
two answers. We've given two. Yesterday we learned the only water that turned into blood.
Right.
There was water.
But if it wasn't a different keli,
yeah,
it's not the same thing. That's what you're saying.
It is the same thing. Because
no, it's not, because Moshe didn't make it on those. He didn't make it on metal. He couldn't make it on metal.
Moshe did it in the Yor. Number one, Moshe went and he smote the Yor. He didn't touch, and it happened to be that once he did the Yor, so all the Kalim, all the water in the Kalim was blood. So if all the water...
They must have reversed it, and then showed that, look, we did it, we took regular water, we also did it.
How did they get regular water? If all the water is blood, where did they get regular water from?
They reversed it, that's right.
Where does it say that?
You can make it blood, then you can make it unblood.
He's saying a chiddush that it doesn't say here. You're extrapolating a little bit. All right, it doesn't say.
So what happened? Let's take it a step further. So if they made it blood, so what did it prove?
Then Moshe says, then no big deal. This Moshe.
Right, would, no big deal. So no one's gonna have water to drink.
The point is that you're nothing special, Moshe. You.
Yeah, but it's nothing special. You know what? Moshe gave you a makkah, so you're saying I can also give a makkah, but you can't give a solution. What good is it giving a makkah?
Well, Moshe at this point didn't give a solution. Moshe at this point didn't.
So what did they say? We can also make the water blood. What good is it if it's blood? I don't care how much blood you make, it doesn't help the tribe, it doesn't help Aaron. Exactly,
that's exactly what they're saying. You only know how to make problems. You don't know how to make solutions.
Right. So if they were going to say to Moshe, they would say to Moshe, making blood is a trick that we can also do. We can make blood, we can unmake blood.
We can... Okay, that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point.
They can make it permanent. They can only make the blood unblood to make it blood. They were limited in their power.
All right. Okay, let's see. I don't know.
It's a very, very... It's a very good kasha.
It is. Let's see over here now. We are.
We have to give
Blazer,
we have to give him a diploma.
Okay, I agree. I'm the first one, I'm asking, 100%. Just coming to the show, you get a diploma. You just come to the course. We don't give over here any, beginners. Okay.
I'll tell you why I think I'm right. Because when he made the stick into a snake, so they also made a snake. So they said, we can make a snake too. So Moshe said, yeah, but I can solve the snake problem, and you can't.
Moshe showed that, the story of the snake was the stick turned into a snake, and then it turned back into a stick.
Right.
And the Egyptians, there did same exact thing. Their stick turned into a snake, and then back into a stick, and then the mate.
When did Moshe stick it up their stick?
When did what? Yes, that was the end. That was the story. Moshe's stick turned into a snake, and then they did the and then it turned back though. Moshe's stick turned into a snake, and it turned back into a stick. They did the same thing. Their stick turned into a snake, and it turned back into a stick. And after it turned back into a stick, Moshe's matah swallowed up their matos.
Okay. The point is, it was a big list. When it's a list, only that list turns into is effective. Whatever was left out is not effective. We said metal, skin, whatever else. So there was clear water.
Where was the clear water?
In the things which were not listed
in the items.
In the item. It was itemized.
You're saying there were other bodies of water. There are other bodies. This is not an all-inclusive list. The list, the items that are listed over here is the Nahar, the Yaar, the Agam. It's not an all-inclusive list. There are more bodies of water.
And there is a point by a list. Everything else was not inclusive.
Okay.
The water was clear.
So there were other waters. You're saying that in addition to what it says over here, there were other bodies of water out there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Could very well be. Okay. Okay. Let's see over here what it says over here in the next Rashi is a very important Rashi. So Meir, this is coming really to this Rashi is directly answering your question. Paro, I'm not impressed. Why am I not impressed? Because what you're doing, you're just a magician. We're magicians and you're magicians. Very good. You may be a better magician, but you're a magician. You just make believe. You don't represent the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayechazak loymar al yidei machashefos atem oisim kein teven atem machnisim lo afor riyim. Okay, that's the Gemara. Now, no one pronounces it the way I just pronounced it, because over here there's nekudos lo afor riyim. You're bringing straw into the city called Afor Riyim. It was named a place, and that place, the only thing they have in that place is straw. There's a ton of straw. You're coming over here to sell a straw? We have all the straw we need. Get out of here. Egypt was the place, the center of magic. You're coming to do a magic trick here in Mitzrayim? Are you joking? No, you have a very good magic trick. Your magic trick, you can go and you can make the water into blood. Very good. Very good. We can do the same thing. We're not impressed. So what are you trying to prove over here? Teven atem achnisim lo aforiyim, ir shakula teven, af atem mevim machashefois lemitzrayim shakula kishof. And the whole land of Egypt is kishof. Now over here, it's interesting, Rashi, so there's a problem over here though. Problem over here is, if you notice, the first part of Rashi, this is a very obvious question. The first part of Rashi says that there are two words. There's something called bilahatehem and bilatehem. There's the word with the hay and the word without the hay. In this pasuk, we are focusing on the word without the hay. And Rashi says, what's the difference between the two words? One refers to maisei, one refers to maisei shadim, and the second one is maisei kishofa. That means that this word, bilotehem, Rashi says explicitly, is shadim. And the word bilahatehem, back in Pasuk Yud Aleph, that refers to kishof. So Paro should say, I'm not impressed. My magicians were able to do this with shadim. So that must mean that you also can do this with shadim. Why did Rashi emphasize that you must be doing this magic trick with kishofim? Rashi says that the magicians, his magicians, were able to imitate this with shadim. So Paro should say, if you, my magicians, can do this with shadim, so you're also probably doing this with shadim. And instead Rashi says, if my magicians can do this with shadim, it must be that you are doing this with kishuf. Why? How does he know that? And also, why not with shadim? I don't know what shadim are, and I don't know what kishuf is. But there's something over here that's not right. Rashi taught us there are two different words. One word is lahat, with a hay, and one word is without the hay. With the hay, it means kishuf. Without the hay, it means shadim. The magicians of Paro, using the koich of shadim, turned the water into blood. So Paro, oh, look at that, no big deal. My magicians can turn water into blood with shadim. So when you, Moshe, turn the water into blood, you also must be using the koyach of shadim. Because I know that works. And yet, what did Paro say? No, it must be that you, Moshe, are using kishuf. How does he know that? That's my question. Look at the Rashi. Rashi over here says. He says over here, Rabbi Seinu Amru, bilotehem, without the letter hey, maisa shadim. That's what it says here in this passage, Pasuk Chabez. It says Maise. It says the word bilatehem, bilahatem, with the letter hey, Maise kishofim. And then the next Rashi is vayichazli paro loymar al yidei machashef ois. Machashef, no, al yidei shadim. I don't know the answer. Let's see the Targum. Targum Pasuk Chabez. Targum says here vavadub kein choroshei mitzrayim, the magicians of Mitzrayim bilachashei hoin. Now, let's take note of this. This is very important over here. Pasuk Chavez, and you go back to Pasuk Yud Aleph. They did Uli Choroshaya. It would seem the Choroshay, Belacha Shehoin Kane. So here is another example of where the Targum is simplifying a simple language. After Rashi went through this long effort, see, look, we have a Machloikas, Rashi and Unkelus, right here. Here's a great, great example to write this in a sefer, to make a whole sefer like this, all of the shiurim. So I have all these chidushim over here. And that is, Rashi goes through enormous effort to tell us that lahatehem is not the same as lotehem. There's a difference between a word with a hey and the word without the hay. What exactly is the difference? Rashi says one is shadim, one is kishuf. One, Rashi says, is just an incantation, loud. And here he says it's done quietly. So Rashi appears to be struggling to show you there's a difference between the two. The Targum translates the word lahatehem and lotehem exactly the same, letter for letter, syllable, dot per dot, exactly the same. Because this is the derech of the Targum. The Targum will take the smallest language in the world and will find many synonyms and will translate them exactly the same. That's exactly what the Targum, one of the main, write a thesis, get a PhD on the Targum. This will be one of the main Yisoidos to write about. And then show all the examples where the Targum is taking the smallest language in the world and making it even smaller. Thank you very much. You take out the whole spice. Could you imagine if everyone drove the same car? You go with sugar. Can you imagine you walk out into the street? Everyone, you know where you have this? I'll tell you where you have this. You go to, I have this every single day. You go to Yeshiva, Chaim Berlin. They're Bachrim. Everybody, young Bachrim. They're like my size. I'm small. Some of the Bachrim are very big. And where do I go buy a coat? Everyone goes to the same store. Everyone goes to the hat box. They probably went to China. And they got for nothing. They ordered in a factory coats. And they're all mamish, identical. And they bring it to America here. And they sell it. They make a killing. They probably get it for $5, sell it for $100. And every yeshiva bacha has exactly the same coat. It's maddening. When I leave davening Chaim Berlin to go to the yeshiva, to come to the shir, it takes me sometimes 5 minutes to find my coat. Because every coat is exactly the same. The same label inside, the same label, the same feel, the same texture. Because everyone's like me, you go to the yeshiva, they don't care. They go to the hat box, they buy a coat. They don't go to the department store and go buy a fancy coat. The worst is Shabbos, whenever it's raining outside on Shabbos, the Shana coat, that black garbage bag that you wear, they all look the same. You know, that costs a lot of money. It costs like $35, $40 now, a Shana coat. It's no cheap for a garbage bag. $35, $40 out of their mind? $35, $40. Someone knows how to make a lot of money here. So the Targum over here is doing that. He's over here, he's taking this very small language and he's coming to translate both of the words, Bilahatehom and Bilotehom, exactly the same word, Bilahashehom. That's another example. Okay, Bilahashehom. Now let's see over here, this is over here in the commentator. Maybe the commentator will give us some insight into this over here. Bilahashehom, over here he says, Rashi Lachashehom, it's a Bilat. Quietly. Uvichashai. Adkan. Vialpi yishom b'lachacham b'lateyam ma'is ha-shedim. Oh. Ein unkelis cholik aleim el repair shamila ulchazal b'lateyam heim shedim hanirim b'lachash. Hanirim b'lachash. What does that mean? Ki heim b'alei gufas ma'avir she'enoi nirgash. Shedim are creatures that appear quietly. I don't know what that means. Ul unkelis perish b'lateyam al shem ha-divarim hanirim b'lachash. All right, he's not really saying, we pretty much covered that. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk. The next pasuk says, pasuk chav gimel, vayifen paro v'yivel b'yisai. So, paro turned. Paro vayifen paro. He turned. Vayovoy el b'yisai. V'loshos libo gam lozos. And he did not pay attention. He did not set his heart gam lozos to this either. Now, what does that mean? So what does Rashi say? Gam, what's the gam? He did not pay attention to this, the gam. L'moifes ha-mate, the moifes of the mate. Shenepach l'sanin, the miracle of the mate. Shenepach l'sanin, v'loy l'zeh shel dam. So this was the series. When we started the Aliyah Revi, so this is very important. It's gam l'zeh. The make of dam, according to the way Rashi learns the pasuk, this is a deep idea, is an extension of the tannin, the mate turning into a serpent. How do you know that? Because when the make of dam occurred, Paro said, I'm not going to pay attention. Gam lozois. Dam was not the beginning. Dam is an extension of the tannin. The tannin is the beginning. The first market was, here's a stick, it turns into a snake. Now, how does that affect the whole world? I don't know, maybe it doesn't, but that... And then it turns back, then Paro, I'm not impressed. And then Moshe takes the mate, and he hits the Yor, and the Yor turns into blood. I'm not impressed with Gam. Just like I'm not impressed with the matter turning into a tannin, I'm not impressed with the water turning into blood. They go together. Gam. Now, if you take that idea a little bit further, you know what that means? This is, I think there's something over here. There's something very significant over here. This is like a Friday type of Dvar Torah. And that is, when the matter hit the Mayim, what matter? What was it? What was in the matter? The matter of Moshe had swallowed up a few moments ago the matois of Paro. And also the matter was a tannin. Moshe didn't just take a stick, go to the floor, oh, here's a piece of wood, and hit the water. No. Moshe took a matter that has already been transformed into a tannin and then turned back into a matter. But it was a tannin. And not only that, when it turned back into a matter, it swallowed up all of the matois of the Egyptians. So when Moshe now takes this mat and hits the Yor, what's hitting the Yor? A tannin is hitting the Yor, and the matois of all of the Egyptians is hitting the Yor, and Moshe's mat is hitting the Yor. In other words, he's giving them a taste of their own medicine. So you can make a drush and say, is that the purpose of Moshe first throwing the matter on the ground, it turns into a tannin. The Egyptians try the same thing. Their sticks turn into a matter, and then it turns back. And then Moshe's matter swallows them all up. So when Moshe's hitting the yam, the Yor, it's not just his matter. It's the matois of all of the Egyptians that have now been absorbed and swallowed in this matter. In other words, what would happen if Moshe would take his own mat and hit the Yor? Nothing would happen. Because Moshe is pure, it's not even possible for something that comes from Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to have the ability to cause harm. Moshe is such a good person, nothing bad can come from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe had to be absorbed the evil of the Egyptians and basically give them back a taste of their own medicine. The poison, the spiritual poison that's destroying the Yor, is just their own poison is coming back to haunt them. It's coming to boomerang upon them. They're evil. They are evil. What is a matter? A matter represents, okay, today no one walks around with sticks. But a king has a scepter. What was Achashverosh? He stuck out his matter. He stuck out his the Sharvit HaZohav, a scepter. What's the purpose of that? A matter obviously represents your reach, your role, your purpose, your purpose in life. Moshe was basically giving back here. Take your matter. Your matter is poison, and you can take all the poison for yourself. And in order for Moshe to be able to do that, Moshe had to first be able to absorb their matas. And that was done through the technique of first was the tannin, and then their snakes turned into a tannin, then they turned all back, and Moshe was then able to go and swallow them up. And that's just an idea, but one thing is certainly clear, is that the Maki of Dam is not to be viewed in isolation. The Maki of Dam is Gam Lozois. It's connecting us to the Tannin. Okay, so that's Rashi. L'moyves ha-mata sh'nebech l'tannin v'loy l'zeh natalun al-shaldam. And what is it in the Targum? The Targum says over here, Pasuk of v'sb'nei paro v'ol l'beisei when it says v'lo shavi l'vei af l'dor. Did not, his heart, he did not, he is what over here, v'lo shos libo. He did not set his sword of lo shavi at shas libei af leda even to this. What does the commentator say? Is there a commentator over here on this line over here? No, this command of lo sam libam. That's it. All right. We're going to stop here. It's 8:01. We're going to stop over here. Rabbi Lazer, thank you very much for coming. Meir, thank you for coming. And Mordechai Mizrahi, thank you for coming. Have a good night. All the best to everyone over here. Zay Gizem. I can't hear you.
How do you know I'm talking?
Because I heard a little bit. I heard a little few words.
Okay. So, okay, you're coming over at 3 o'clock tonight?
No, definitely not. I want to go to sleep.
Yeah. So let me do it again. Last year there was only one other Aleph. Someone died, let's say, in Zion other. So in Zion, Shabbat, I stopped saying Kaddish for them?
Correct.
And
correct.
Zion Adar, they have the your side?
No, so Zion Adar, the first, you're not giving a good example. You want to give a good example of the three different dates. That's when not including.
No, no, no. I want to know
the Adar is Adar Aleph. A yard side is Adar Aleph. For yard sides, okay. We follow Adar Aleph. When it comes to Purim, we follow, and Bar Mitzvah is also Bar Mitzvah. Oh, no.
Forget about it. I'm just talking a specific case.
No.
Someone died.
Yard side is Adar Aleph. Yard side is okay. Primarily, however, there are some people that daven both yard sides.
Okay, this is not for me, it's for somebody else that I'm davening St. Kaddish for them, that's all.
Adar Aleph. Yard side, you follow Adar Aleph, but watch out, there are people that are going to do Adar Beis also. As a Chumrah.
Okay,
goodbye. Okay, good night.
Good night. Thanks. Oh, my goodness.